to Iraq now, a country that was once proud of its doctors, its engineers, its professors. There were hopes that with the end of Saddam Hussein and the end of economic sanctions, there would be a resurgence of professional skills. But the Ministry of Education says only 30% of Iraq's university students are currently attending classes. That's the lowest level since U.S. troops invaded. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports, Iraq's universities are on the verge of collapse.
The sprawling campus of Baghdad University is now a desolate place. The main courtyard, which used to bustle with students, is largely empty. Though lectures are supposed to last from noon until 4, most students leave by 2 to make the dangerous trip home by dusk. Students have a haunted, hunted look in their eyes. The country's future engineers, scientists, linguists, and political scientists are afraid to come here. And those who dare to come don't get much of an education these days. Mohammed Nazar, who's studying electrical engineering, says he's lucky if he makes it to the university one day out of 10. He has to travel through contested areas where bodies regularly litter the streets. Often the roads are blocked.
In my department, most of the professors have gone abroad or they're staying away from classes because they've been threatened. So now those who are teaching us are not qualified. We get lecturers who know nothing about the subject.
Mohammed Subi Mohammed, a biology student, reads the Quran the entire trip to campus to quell his constant terror. He hides his other books from view to avoid looking like a student. He says most in his department have dropped out, and the number of lecturers is way down. The Ministry of Higher Education says at least 550 teachers, including 186 professors, have been killed. 52 have disappeared after they were kidnapped. Untold hundreds more hide at home or have fled the country altogether. In addition, around 70 educators, almost all Sunnis, are still missing after being kidnapped in November from the Ministry of Higher Education in downtown Baghdad. Earlier this month, the predominantly Shiite Mustansiriya University was hit by twin car bombs. At least 70 students and staff were killed, scores more hideously wounded. Physics professor Saad Badri says terrorists are targeting the education system to confound the development of the country. He continues to hold classes because if the university shuts, he believes it will be the end of hope. But a colleague, Sarmad Fuad, who teaches engineering, says students have already lost hope. He says they're in bad psychological shape. Professor Samira Shakir also continues to teach, but she's always scared. Hardly the atmosphere in which to broaden her students' minds.
A colleague was recently murdered. He was an excellent teacher. And when I was at the College of Engineering, I saw a student killed outside in the street in front of his friends. They were too scared to help and ran away. Every day I think, it will be my turn to be killed.
Leaflets threatening the students recently emptied Baghdad University for 5 days. Professor Badri says rumors abound.
There was one about a sniper in the Ministry of Higher Education. When it was discovered to be nothing but a rumor, the director promised to punish anyone spreading such rumors.
To keep the universities open, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has threatened to dismiss or expel professors and students who fail to attend. But the universities complain the government hasn't provided adequate security. Those who do turn up are mainly seniors. Their one hope, they can get through this, their last year, and then join the growing exodus of Iraq's educated who are seeking safety outside the country. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.
And NPR's Rohaya Mohammed contributed to that report.